Previously on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Really? I've got to do 21 more of these? Seriously? Oh.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
Welcome back to chunk number 11 of Chunky Infant Ghost Stories. Let's finish up the Oxenholm ghost story in this one, and then move on to some other Mormon ghost stories, shall we?
An unexpected phone conversation.
Shortly after his conversation with the farmer about his ghostly grandfather, Elder Ironrod was talking with his zone leaders. That's when he brought up a question that had been bothering him since he first arrived at Oxenholm. Why did they bring two brand new missionaries into the area? The zone leader said that the other missionaries had claimed weird things had been going on, Ironrod explains. The zone leaders thought that these were just tales that the missionaries kept spreading among themselves, so they brought in fresh missionaries to kill the rumors. That's when Elder Ironrod told the zone leaders about what he had been experiencing, asking if these encounters were anything like the strange stories the other missionaries had shared. Upon hearing this, one zone leader got really quiet. His face started looking like a scared face. His eyes looked like scared eyes. His mouth looked like a scared mouth. He just looked really, really scared, because he knew he was special. Maybe the most special missionary there had ever been. He was a zone leader, after all, just one step away from AP. Of course the devil would try to target him by sending an evil spirit to scare him, or play games with him, or kill him. In fact, the more he thought about it, the more he wondered if that evil spirit were watching him right now. And the more he thought that, the more he started feeling like something really was there. And slowly, he turned his head to the right. Nothing was there. But still, he felt that feeling of uneasiness. So he slowly turned his head to the left. Still nothing. But then, just as he was beginning to think everything was possibly okay, something happened that made him even more scared than he had been before. I won't tell you what it was because I don't want you to get scared too, but let's just say it was scary. And let me also say, boo. And then I'll also say that the zone leader started crying. He was crying. Oh, the zone leader was crying like a big wimpy crybaby all the way home. Not long after, Ironrod and Horndog received new orders from the mission president. Find a new apartment. And they did. And those strange things stopped. Other strange things, well, they were Mormon missionaries. About the whole experience, Ironrod says he never felt threatened or truly frightened, mostly curious.
I always have wondered about the whole concept of ghosts. You hear so many ghost stories, and I wondered about the idea that spirits would be left on Earth to wander around and move milk bottles or other strange things. This experience didn't make me believe any more in the supernatural. It was just random and interesting to see the paranormal stories you hear maybe really could be happening around you,
said Elder Ironrod, out of his ass. Much of his calm reaction to these events, Ironrod credits to the knowledge he had as a missionary.
Part of why we never felt scared was we had a perspective on the afterlife.
Right. Sure, you weren't ever scared, Elder Ironrod. That's why you and your companion put tape on the door and raised your arm to the square because of your magnificent and emboldening perspective on the afterlife. Give me a break. Now, nearly 40 years later, Ironrod still doesn't have an explanation for most of what he experienced, but he laughingly admits, to this day, that farmer could be laughing his head off about spooking the missionaries. Did I mention that Elder Ironrod's favorite breakfast is plain oatmeal and milk toast? That's my way of saying that Elder Ironrod has wet noodles for wit and is about as interesting and funny as a brand new cotton ball.
Next on Chunky Infant Ghost Stories.
President Boyd K. Packer's uplifting true ghost story that teaches us about the next life. At the rededication of the Logan Temple in 1979, I recounted incidents of life in my life.
Thank you for listening to...